how different Ikari Emuna or basic fundamental hashkafos are embodied in various mitzvahs that we have. Tonight we'll try to continue that discussion, number one, by focusing on brachos in general, kli of bracha in general, and specifically the bracha of Ava Rabba, Ava Solom, the second bracha of Birkas Kriya Shema. The Gemara in Brachas, Daf Mem Amud Beis, has a machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Omer Rav, kol bracha she'ein bo hazkaras Hashem, eino bracha. If you don't mention the Shem Hashem, is no bracha. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, kol bracha she'ein bo malchus, eino bracha. Rabbi Yochanan says, not only do you need a hazkaras Hashem, but you have to mention malchus also. You have to mention melech ha'olam as well. Most Rishonim say that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, and that's the way the din appears in the Rambam and in Shulchan Aruch, that if you don't say Melech HaOlam, you're not Yotze. The question is why that should be. The Chora Rav's position that just mentioning the Shem Hashem is sufficient seems to be easier to understand. Again, be it a Birkas Shevach V'Hodah, be it a Birkas Hanenin, whatever type of bracha it is, so the bracha is addressed to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and you have to address the Ribbono Shel Olam, Baruch Ato Hashem. Why is it necessary, according to Rabbi Yochanan, to add Malchus? And it's interesting to sharpen the question. You don't need it. The question is there without it. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Prima Godim, it's not that what Rabbi Yochanan holds, that there's no Chetz or Shel Bracha unless there's Malchus. What about Lagabi Lo Sisa, the Yisra of Bracha Shein Etzricha, Lo Sisa Shem Hashem Lekech Lashot. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, that's an Asmachta. According to the Rambam, it's a Drasha Gemura. According to the Magen Avraham's understanding, so for purposes of losisa, what happens if a person, without taking a drink, says, Baruch Ato Hashem, shakol. He makes a shakol. So the Prima Godim says, so then even Lididan, that we pass him like Rabbi Yochanan, he would be over Baruch Hashem Etzricha. He would be over Baruch Hashem Etzricha. So somehow or other, the Chetzo Shel Bracha, the Emes, is complete with a shame. And again, that just reinforces our question that L'chorah, Baruch Atah, you have to give Shevach, V'Hodah. So who are you talking to? Who are you talking to? You're talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam, okay. So Kol Baruch Hashem Bo Shem is Eino Bracha. Kol Baruch Hashem Bo Hazkaras Hashem, Eino Bracha. But where does the requirement of Malchus come from? The Rishonim and the Beis Yosef talk about various brachos which don't seem to adhere to this requirement of Malchus. Right? Most notably the first bracha of Shmon Esra. All the other brachos are smuchos l'chavito, so that's no question. But they discuss, what about Magen Avraham? Why is there no in the Psicha? Why is there no Malchus? And they give many terutzim. The Kesef Mishnah, both in the Kesef Mishnah as well in the Beis Yosef, discusses what about the Bruch of Elokai, the Shomo Shemasatavi. So he says, Me'ika Hadin, it's not Smucha L'chavita, Tasha Yotza. It's like not even universal that you say Elokai Neshama after Asha Yotza. So here too, you have the problem of how come this doesn't comply with the halacha of Kol Brucha She'ein Bo Malchus is Eina Brucha. So he says like this. So first of all, he quotes Tosus' Teretz on the previous kasha we mentioned. The previous kasha we mentioned was, again, what about the first bracha in Shmon Esrei? That too is lacking Malchus. V'yeshomim, the Tosus al Hadaf gives this Teretz, the Elokei Avram havya kamo Malchus. L'fisha adayim lohim lichu aleihem ha'olam, ad shebahu v'hodiya Malchus ha'olam. Kach kosvat also. But since Avram Avinu, right, that's what Chazal also say, that the Avram tells Eliezer that until I came around, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was on Elokei HaShamayim, and I made him Elokei HaAretz, right? That Avram Avinu taught belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and thereby, in terms of our recognition, was Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, so Elokei Avram is the substitute for Malchus, for Melech Olam. Then the Kesef Mishnah says, interestingly, Ubahachi Nichali Birkas Elokai Nishama She'en Bo Malchus V'gam Ein Asmucha La'asher Yotza Dohome Ikara Levada Hiskinuha Kedi Isa Perik Haroe Ki Mit'a Mishnasei Lema Elokai Nishama Elevadai Kaven Do'oma Elokai Choshev Kamo Malchus. You'll see in the Beis Yosef he gives a different teretz. Beis Yosef gives a different teretz. But here in the Kesef Mishnah he says, Kevon de Ko'ama Elokai is Choshev Kamo Malchus. Why is Elokai the equivalent of Malchus? And again, our original question, why is Malchus Ma'akeves, especially in light of the fact that a chetzah shel bracha you can have even without Malchus. Even without Malchus. So the answer lies in understanding chiyuv bracha in general. We have some brachas, or some occasions for brachas, which at first glance are strange. Let's say, take the bracha of Asher Yotza. The bracha of Asher Yotza is a strange bracha, because when you think about it, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He created us, that we're viable, right? She'im yiposeach echad mehem, o yisoseim echad mehem, is yiyef shal eskayim v'lamu l'fanecha. So we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He created us, that we're viable. So that's very strange. I mean, either create or don't create. But obviously, it would seem to be only fit and maybe even necessary that if the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to create us, so He has to create us, that we should be viable, that we should be able to live. If everyone's created, Rachmana Litzlan, with kidney failure, so then there is no Bria, there is no creation. So there are other answers besides the answer we're going to give. But the Rabbeinu Bachri in Cholos Alvavos has a very, very important yisod. In the Psicha Teshara, Avodas Hashem, Rabbeinu Bachri writes that if you look at the human race and you compare it to the animal kingdom, so you find that in three ways we are inferior to animals. He says, number one, be'ez gidulo behit patchuto, at the time of infancy. So the stage of dependence which a human baby has is much more complete and extends much longer than the comparable state by animals. Number one. Number two, he says, Masha nira al pnei gufo dova hakorov l'chach im chodel l'hishtatef ulehisnakos ulehisrachet zman memushach v'chein kasher meis harei reichol kosher mei reichol shor hanevelo sheshor ba'al echayim. He says the degradation associated with a person who can't attend to basic hygiene, or Rachmana Litzlan, the degradation of a mace is greater, the decomposition and the stench from the decomposition of a human body, Rahman al-Atslan, is greater than that of an animal carcass. And finally, he says that if a person suffers an injury to the brain, so then that affects him more deleteriously than an animal is affected. And in each of these very important ways, we are dramatically inferior to animals. Then he says something remarkable. He says, Nisbonein, let's reflect, v'chulshasa adam, the weakness of man, v'chesrono, and his inadequacy, v'richuko milahagia al hashleimus, and how distant, remote he is from any kind of perfection or even self-sufficiency. V'rov tzrichusa uz kikusa l'mishia mali machsorov, and just how great is his need and dependence for someone who will satisfy those needs. And then he says, so all this l'chora is something to bemoan, right? Weakness, frailty is something that we instinctively bemoan, right? Then says Rabbeinu Bachya, Nisbonein beribui tovos Hashem yisal olav b'chasod avima. That these areas of weakness, the vulnerability and frailty which a person should recognize in himself, is an example of the bountiful chesed which HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with us. How can that be? V'shehu b'ra'o k'fisha b'ra'o im migra'os b'ma'uso. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man as he did, with all his deficiencies, v'tzarech v'zokok v'mashi yaskinehu, and he's so dependent, he says, all this is b'chemlas Hashem olav, all this is the compassion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, how is compassion expressed? By creating us weak, frail, vulnerable. Kidei sheyakir es atzmo, a person should have self-knowledge, v'yizbonein b'chol inyonov, should reflect on how weak he is, v'yikabel olav avodas Hashem b'hechlet. That by recognizing how totally dependent, vulnerable, and frail we are, so that serves as a reminder and as an impetus to Avodas Hashem. So rather than our weakness being, Rachmana Litzlan, a curse, so that very weakness, if we'll stop and simply reflect for a moment on that weakness and the implications of that weakness, is the biggest bracha, says the Rabbeinu Bachya. And l'chora, certainly that's one dimension of the bracha of Asher Yotzer. The bracha of Asher Yotzer is not simply a hodo'a, it's that as well. It's also this. It's not only that Asher Yotzer is that we were able to expel waste as our body needs, and that it didn't poison our system, Rachmana Litzlan. But it's also that we recognize how totally frail and dependent we are. And that too, so the Hodor is a double one. The Hodor is not only that you saved us from the fate of Im Yiposeach Echad Mehem or Yisaseim Echad Mehem, but the Hodor is that you created us in such a way that we're always vulnerable to Yiposeach Echad Mehem or Yisaseim Echad Mehem, and that we are dependent on your chesed, that should not occur. So the essence of bracha is to reinforce our sense of dependence. A person is hungry, he's thirsty, he can't survive without food, without drink, but before he eats, before he drinks, he has to acknowledge that he's dependent upon the Chesed Hashem to satisfy that vital basic need. So the main emphasis and the main thrust of bracha is to reinforce this awareness of chulshas ha'odom v'chesrono and recognizing that as a chesed. Because again, it counters the primary danger in a life of avodas Hashem, and that, we discussed this last year many times, is hesach hadas. That same Ramah which we discussed last week in Siman Aleph. So it's quite clear from that Ramah that the danger, the pitfall against which we have to be on guard is Hesach Hadas. And if only Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somit, there's no Hesach Hadas, so then, again, Miyad, the Ramah, according to the Rambam, says a person is Nichna, and he's Shafel, and he's Yirei Hashem. And what Chiyuv Bracha accomplishes is it reinforces and constantly reminds us of our dependence upon the Ribono Shel Olam. So now you understand Rav Yochanan very well. So comes Rav Yochanan and says, it's true. A Cheftza Shel Bracha, it's enough to have a shame. To have a Cheftza Shel Bracha, you just have to make clear to whom the bracha is addressed, of whom you're speaking in the bracha. That's in terms of a cheftza shel bracha. But if you want to be mekayem your chiyuv bracha, so the chiyuv bracha is not simply to have a cheftza shel bracha, but it's to have a cheftza shel bracha which accentuates our dependence upon the Ribono Shel Olam, which accentuates His sovereignty and our dependence. Says Rabbi Yochanan, a bracha she'ein bo malchus is ein a bracha. Is ein a bracha. And that also l'chor is the pshat, the Gemara in Menachos, which says that the chiyuv bracha of meyu brachos b'chol yom, Chazal related to the pasuk of Atu Yisrael Marsham Lokecha Sholmeim of Kiyam Liyira in Pasha Zekir. The Gemara doesn't tell us exactly how Chazal relate that. Rashi says, Al Tikrei Mo Elameyim. That's what Rashi says. Tosfos there in Menachos has other interpretations. L'chol Adayis, let's say, especially according to Rashi, what is the Midah of Al Tikrei? What's the Midah of Al Tikrei? That Chazal had the license to, you can change up to 5 letters in any parsha and use that to create a drasha. What's the midah of Al Tikrei? What's the midah of Al Tikrei? So clearly, the midah of Al Tikrei means that the idea is there in the pasuk anyway. It's not that, oh, once you do Al Tikrei, so then Yesh Me'ayin, you can generate something which has nothing to do with this pasuk. No, the idea is there in the pasuk anyway. Is there in the pasuk anyway. So what does it mean? It means like this. Comes the Torah and says, Ma Hashem Lokecha Sholem Eimach L'Yira. You have to have Yira Shamayim. That's what the Torah says. Come Chazal and say, and you want to know what will ensure that you have Yira Shamayim. What will constantly reorient or orient us properly that we should have Yira Shamayim is Al Tikrei Mo Elameyo. If a person says Meyer Brachos B'chol Yom, and every time if a person says a bracha thoughtfully, Nisbonein, as the Rabbeinu Bachya says, so what is a person pondering his total dependence upon Ribono Shel Olam? That leads is most conducive to the year of Shemayim. That's what Chazal say. Ve'ato Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoel Meimach, is Meyo Hashem Elokecha Shoel Meimach, says Rashi. Hainu Hach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asav as Yira Shemayim. So that's what Chazal say, and the derech, which a person, along which a person travels, is Al Tikrei Mo Elameyo. And finally, perhaps that's also the pshat in the Kesef Mishnah here, where he says that Elokai, of Elokai Neshama, we Yotze Malchus with. So even with what we'll say, there's a certain difficulty, but apparently the Kesef Mishnah says that the fact that the Elokai is first person singular, rather than the Elokeinu, first person plural, is crucial. And the Elokai, which completely and totally personalizes it. So what does the shame Elokeinu represent? So again, this we've discussed. The Chaim Volozhiner explains in Nefesh HaChayim that when it says in Shulchan Aruch that when you say Elokeinu in Simin Hei, when it says in Shulchan Aruch that when you say Elokeinu, you're supposed to be Mechavein, Baal HaKochos Kulam. So Chaim Volozhiner explains that what that means is not simply that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is omnipotent. It means that as well, but it means much more than that. What it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is exclusively potent. And when you say Baal HaKochos Kulam, it means that not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has all kochos, whereas I have limited kochos. No. What it means is Baal HaKochos Kulam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exclusively is a Baal Koach, and that we are totally dependent upon him. Says the Kesef Mishnah, if you personalize that, you don't just say Elokeinu in Eloshen Rabim, but you personalize it completely and totally, so then perhaps that substitutes for Malchus. Okay, the other thing we wanted to discuss tonight, the Baruch of Avi Rabba. Avi Rabba, we have two basic insights or characterizations of the Baruch of Avi Rabba. Number one is that the Sugya and Yud-Alef Amid Beis, with which you're all familiar, says that Avi Rabba can function as a Birkas HaTorah. Amav Yehuda Amav Shmuel Hishkim Lishnos Ad Shelo Kore Kriya Shema Tzorach Levorech Mishakore Kriya Shema Ein Tzorach Levorech Shekvar Nifta Ba'Avi Rabba. So Avi Rabba can, and if a person hasn't said Birkas HaTorah beforehand, does function as a Birkas HaTorah. That's one, again, insight into or characterization of the Baruch of Avi Rabba. The second one, there is a machlokes between the Rajbo and the Rambam, but there is a tzarashove. The Rajbo says that Birkas Kriyishma is somewhat of a misnomer. Birkas Kriyishma, the phrase, the term Birkas Kriyishma, technically the Rajbo says in the tshuva, which the Beis Yosef quotes, is really a misnomer. Voharaya, that you can say Birkas Kriyishma without Kriyishma. If you daven Ma'ariv ben Hashmoshos, so you say Birkas Kriyishma, even though the Kriyishma you're saying then is not Mitzvah's Kriyishma. And in the morning, the Mishnah says that after Gimel Shos, even though Zman Kriyishma Shos Shacharis has expired, you can still say Birkas Kriyishma. So he says, really, what we call Birkas Kriyishma are independent, but, and this is an important caveat, Chazal were misaken that we should say them in terms of the Seidat Tfilah before and after Kriyishma, as we do. According to the Rambam, when you take a look at all the Rambams, you see that the Rambam learned Pshat not like that. The Rambam apparently understood Birkas Kriyishma Kishmon Kein Hein. And again, there are many rayas to this, but just to mention very quickly, one or two. When the Rambam quotes that Mishnah from which the Rajbo brings his raya that Birkas Kriya Shema is really somewhat of a misnomer, because really you can recite them without a Kriya Shema. So the Rambam says, I kore acha shalosh shos bayom, afilu hoya onus lo yotzi deichov es Kriya Shema ba'onaso, ela harehu kore kikore batora. Umevarech lefanehu la'achareho kol hayom, afilu iche v'kore acha shalosh shos. So when the Rambam tells you that you can say Birkas Kriya Shema after Shalosh Shos, which is a Mefurish din in the Mishnah and Gemara, in the first parak, the Rambam says, and you're saying it, how does he describe what you're doing? He's saying, Mevarech lefanehu la'achareha kol hayom. What do you mean, Mevarech lefanehu la'achareha kol hayom? Mele, during Shor Reviyah, so we'll say Kriya Shema, kidei lamud betfilah mitoch divrei Torah. But let's say you're saying, according to the Rambam disagrees with the Rav Hagon. According to the Rambam, you can say Birkas Kriya Shema all day. If you didn't daven in Zman Kriya Shema, or even in Zman Tefillah for that matter, you can say Birkas Kriya Shema at any point. So why is it that the Rambam seems to be makpid that if at 3 o'clock this afternoon, all of a sudden I realize that I didn't daven yet, so I say Birkas Kriya Shema with Kriya Shema? Why dafka with Kriya Shema? What's the significance of Kriya Shema at this point? The other thing which is strange in this Rambam is that the Lashon of Rambam, Hakori achas shalosh shos bayom, afilu hoyo onus, lo yotzi deichov, is Kriya Shema ba'onoso. The word ba'onoso is totally superfluous. Every mitzvah is ba'onoso. There's no such thing as a mitzvah shalo ba'onoso. You'll say, if I take a lulav today and I ask you, am I mekayim a mitzvah? So you'll say, no. Lo kiyamta mitzvahs lulav ba'onasa. Mitzvahs lulav is defined as ba'onasa. That's part of the definition of the mitzvah. You blow shofar today. So what? Lo kiyamta mitzvahs shofar ba'onasa? Lo kiyamta mitzvah shofar. Part of the definition of mitzvah shofar is ba'onasa. What does the Rambam have in mind? Lo kiyamta of lo yotzi dechov is kriya shema ba'onasa. Another Rambam that you have, when the Gemara says in Shabbos that Misha Tarasu Umnaso is mafsik l'kriya shma v'eno mafsik l'tfilo. If a person is Tarasu Umnaso, so he's not mafsik l'tfilo, but he's mafsik l'kriya shma. So when the Rambam quotes that din, he says he's mafsik l'kriya shma u'bechoseha. He's mafsik l'kriya shma u'bechoseha. How can that be? So obviously what you see in the Rambam is that the Rambam disagrees with the Rajabot. The Rambam understands that Birkas Kriya Shema Kishmon Kein Hein, you never have Birkas Kriya Shema without Kriya Shema. Aye, the Rajbo said, but there is no Kriya Shema after Gimel Shos Bayom. So the Teretz says that Kriya Shema differs from Rov Mitzvot HaTorah. In the examples we gave, you blow shofar now, you take a lulav now, so the mitzvah has, taking a lulav, has no meaning. It has no significance if right now there's no chiyuv of ulakachtem lachem bayom arishon. And the same for shofar. If right now there's no din of yom shua yir lachem, there's nothing else which makes this significant. However, mitzvah's kriya shema is what? The Mishnah says at the beginning of the Sarek Parak and Brachos is kabbalah sol machos shamayim, correct? Now the Rambam says, this is a Rambam we've discussed many times. The Rambam says in Sefer Mitzvahs, in Mitzvah Beis, the Rambam says that the mitzvah of Ha'amonas Hayichud, of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the mitzvah Tmidis of Yichud Hashem, Chazal referred to that as Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. So Be'emes, mitzvah's Kriya Shema, Be'onosa, is really, the Torah said, you know that mitzvah Tmidis of Kabbalah Tzol Malchus Shemayim, of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that unspoken awareness and belief which should always accompany us, twice a day we want you to articulate that via the medium of Parshiyos HaTorah. But the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is unlike mitzvah shofar, unlike mitzvahs lulav, unlike rov mitzvahs haTorah. There is a cheftza shel Kriya Shema, even shelo ba'onaso. You're not mekayim mitzvahs Kriya Shema, but there's a cheftza of Kriya Shema, even shelo ba'onaso. That being the case, When the Rambam learned the Mishnah in the first parak that you can say Birkas Kriya Shema after Sofzman Kriya Shema, he didn't conclude that Birkas Kriya Shema are totally independent. Rather, he said they're dependent on the Chafetz Shel Kriya Shema, not on Kiyum Mitzvahs Kriya Shema. Good. Hamura Mikolo Amor is that for the Rambam, Birkas Kriya Shema, Kishmon Kein Hein, you never find them without Kriya Shema. But even according to the Rashba, that Birkas Kriya Shema can and do stand alone, clearly the Rashba says that L'chatchila, we're supposed to say it together with Kriya Shema. Even the Rashba agrees that L'chatchila, kach tiknu chazal, that Birkas Kriya Shema optimally should be said with Kriya Shema. Why is that? So clearly the answer is that each of the Birkas Kriya Shema amplify each of the three parshios in Kriya Shema respectively. And the Bracha Rishona of Yotze Or amplifies the basic theme of Parsha Rishona. Ava Rabba amplifies the basic theme of Parsha Shniya v'chulu. With Yotze Or, it's very easy to see. Right? The Gemara says, Mefurish, that the Bracha of Yotze Or, Lavari Choshech, is Lahazkir Midas Yom Ba'Layla, Umidas Layla Ba'Yom. So no one should think, Rachmana Letzlan, that there are Shnei Rishuyos. So what is the thrust of the Bracha of Yotze Or, Lavari Choshech? Again, is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's what the thrust is, and that's the whole thing of Poel Gevuros, Osa Chadoshus, Baal Nuchama, Zorei Atzdokus, Matzmiach, Yeshuos, Bori Yifuos, Noris Ilos, is all Echad. That's all Echad. So Bracha Rishona, again, of Birkas Kriya Shema, amplifies Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that Emunah. And that's why, again, for the Rashba L'chatchila, you have to say it in tandem with Kriya Shema. And for the Rambam, the whole takana is to amplify Kriya Shema. And without a cheftish of Kriya Shema, you can't even say the bracha. Now, so according to this scheme, so the bracha of Ava Rabba is amplifying Parsha Shniya of Kriya Shema. What's Parsha Shniya of Kriya Shema? So the Mishnah says at the beginning of Hoya Koreh, the Mishnah explains why we say the Parshas of Kriya Shema in the sequence we do, right? We're not following the sequence in the Torah, because Parshas Tzitzis is from Parshas Shlach. So we're not following the sequence in the Torah, so what does determine the sequence of Parshas Kriya Shema? So the Mishnah says, Amar Rishu ben Kocha, Loma Kodma Parshas Shema Levahoyam Shemoa, Kidei Sheikabal of Olmach Shemayim Tchila, So the Mishnah says very clearly, Parsha Rishona, its theme is Kabbalah Sol Machu Shamayim. Parsha Shniya, its theme is Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos. So Nimtzeinu Lemeidim, that Ava Rabba, number one, is a Birkas HaTorah. Ava Rabba, number two, amplifies the theme of Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos. Now the question is that too... The bracha wears two different hats. It's two disparate themes which Chazal packaged in one bracha. Well, no. There's some relationship. It's Hainu Haf. That Birkas HaTorah and Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs is Hainu Haf. The Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchos Kriya Shema in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, Halacha Beis, the Rambam talks about how Talmud Torah is ha'ikar ha'godol shehakol toloi bo. The Talmud Torah is an integral part of Kabbalah Sol Machu Shamayim. How is that so? So in a famous drasha, the Rav Zichron Levracha explained this on several levels. One level was, the Rav said, When you learn Torah, so what are you doing? When a person studies Torah, so what are you doing? How does a person study Torah? So the Rav said the act of Talmud Torah means that you try to understand Torah internally. You try to understand what the Torah is telling you. You don't ask in light of a certain preconceived notion I have, or in light of a certain value system which I have adopted from Western society, from the cultural milieu in which I live. So how should I understand Tzedek Tzedek Tirdo? Rather, what it means is, with no preconceived notions, what Western philosophy says about justice is irrelevant. When the Torah says Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof, what did the Torah mean by Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof? What is the Torah's concept of Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof? What is the Torah's concept of being ethical, being moral, being Oved Hashem? So the act of Talmud Torah is to understand Torah internally, not to superimpose any foreign logical system, any foreign value system, but to understand Torah according to its logic and thereby internally discover what Torah values are. That, the Rav said, is clearly an integral part of Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shamayim. Now, when the Mishnah says, Ad Kan Dvar, when the Mishnah here at the beginning of Hayo Kore says that Parsha Rishon is Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shamayim, Parsha Shni is Kabbalah Zol Mitzvahs, how do you understand the difference? Doesn't Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shamayim mean Kabbalah Zol Mitzvahs? If you accept the yoke of if you live in Jordan, so now you have to accept the yoke of King Abdullah. So what does that mean? It means you have to listen to his decrees. If you don't listen to his decrees, you are Moed B'Malchus, and the end is predictable. So what does it mean that we distinguish between Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shamayim and Kabbalah Zol Mitzvahs? Isn't it Hainu Hach? Isn't it Hainu Hach? So the answer is that there's a very, very important and fundamental yesod which is added in the notion of Kabbalah Zol Mitzvahs. Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shamayim means that we are totally committed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're Avdei Hashem, we're Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim, we're Avdei Hashem, that our life has to be totally devoted to Avodas Hashem. So maybe what that means is that I should take and devote my life to Avodas Hashem as I see fit, that I should sit and reflect and meditate, and think what is appropriate, how to be Oved Hashem. And I taka will devote my life to service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that service I will devise and design according to my understanding. According to my understanding. Comes the Torah and says, the Yesod HaYesod is Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shamayim. But that has to be followed up with Kabbalah Zol Mitzvos, which establishes that the way a person is Oved Hashem is not by devising or designing his own mode of Avodah, but rather by accepting the mitzvos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mitzvos of the Torah. That a person is not Oved Hashem, the kind of religious subjectivism which sometimes people advocate. So the Torah says the way a person is Oved Hashem, the way a person implements and fulfills the mandate of Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shamayim is by following that up with a Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. Which means that yes, I'm devoted to a life of Avodas Hashem, and what that means, Parsha Shniya, is Avodas Hashem on the Ribono Shel Olam's terms, not on terms created and dictated by me. So now, Nachshu L'Didah. The Gemara tells us implicitly, we piece together, the Gemara tells us two things about the Baruch of Ava Rabba. The Gemara tells us that Ava Rabba is a Bikas HaTorah, and that Ava Rabba amplifies the second parsha in Kriya Shema. So now we ask, so what's that? Just coincidentally, Chazal, everyone's rushing in the morning, to get to work, get to Seder, whatever. So Chazal packaged two themes in one bracha, Seder's a bracha. So the answer is, Hainuhach, that Birkas HaTorah again, so when a person is Birkas HaTorah, he's Mekabel Mitzvah's Talmud Torah. So what did we quote from the Rav? That Talmud Torah means to understand Torah according to the logic of Torah and to thereby discover the values of Torah, the Ratzon Hashem embedded within Torah, expressed within Torah. That's what Talmud Torah means. And that is exactly what's added in the Parsha Shniya that we follow up Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim with Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. So basically this Bruch of Ava Rabba expresses that conviction which is at the core of Yahadus and at the core of our Hashkafas Olam and commitment that of a life of Avodas Hashem means discovering again internally what the Ratzon Hashem is and to follow up a Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim with a Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs.